This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live, the live radio calling program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about, well, whatever you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733 or 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. And you can give us a call, bring up anything you want. We have stuff to talk about tonight. With you in the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me, it's...
Mushmouth Mike.
Now, is it Mushmouth or Mushmouth?
Depends on what part of the country you're from.
Tomato, tomato? Is it one of those things?
Mush.
All right.
Obikabe.
Well, I wanted to say, before we do anything tonight, I just wanted to say, Flurgen, Blurgen, Durgen, Sturgen, Nurgen, Fergen. So...
I don't know what you're talking about.
I know, most people don't. I just wanted to get that out there. Before we you know, really kick off the program here. I do want to, something that's been on my mind. I've titled the show tonight, Americans Are Revolting.
Let's get it on.
Now, you could take that in a number of ways. You could take that as in, I think Americans are revolting. As in, like, you know.
Like want to vomit type,
like,
thing?
Yeah, or like, you know, they're disgusting. They revolt me, right? Like, that's not what I mean. What I mean is, I specifically, when I sit in, well, we'll call it the captain's chair, and pilot this program, I've been recently focusing on people who are defying the government, basically these mandates, these lockdowns and that kind of a thing, you know, wearing the masks, they're keeping their business open, you know, they're otherwise telling the government to F off and doing what they should be doing, which is, you know, keeping their families alive, running their businesses as usual, all that kind of a thing. And so... it seems that there might be an increase in the amount of revolting that people are doing. And so I have an article about that from Reason that I brought with me today.
Yeah, people are getting more uncomfortable, so it would make sense that they'd be revolting a little more.
Right. And also, the longer these lockdowns continue to happen, the more people realize that their businesses are just effed. Right. You know, they went through the first ones and they survived that, and then the second wave of lockdowns, and, you know, maybe they were lucky enough to open for a while, pay off some bills or whatever, but they're not making any money. And more folks are realizing that their small businesses are basically doomed unless they open. So as people get closer to that, hey, I got nothing left to lose bit, they're going to revolt a little more.
Isn't that nice when the government allows them to feed themselves?
Yeah, that whole bit about the government allowing them really bothers me, because there should be no allow. You should just allow yourself to open your business. And if people choose to come to your business, regardless of whatever's going on in the environment and society, they should be able to choose that. It should be their choice. Do they want to risk anything coming to your business? That's their choice. Do you want to risk opening your business? That's your choice. The businesses that wish to remain open should remain open. Those who wish to close should close, and the government should have nothing to say about it.
Truth.
Additionally, I'm a big fan of the InnocenceProject.org. I recommended on last night's program that if anybody was out there, you know, maybe looking to send their charity dollars for the holiday to somewhere different, that they, consider donating to the Innocence Project. They do great work over there. And in fact, I have an article here. 7 people are home for the holidays for the first time in decades, thanks to the Innocence Project. And there's some ways that you can send them some holiday cheer, because they haven't experienced non-prison freedom in decades.
That's got to be a good feeling to know that somebody did something to help another human get out of a cage.
Right. And there could be a lot more of that. The Innocence Project is understaffed and underfunded. They could be doing a lot more good work. They don't pay us at all for any of this advertisement. It's just an organization that I see producing results, and so therefore I'm a fan. Also, too, from the Free Thought Project. Now, we talk about this sometimes here on Free Talk Live. The federal courts themselves have said things like, yeah, you know, it's freedom of speech to, like, flip off a cop, give him the bird, right, the middle finger, that kind of a thing.
And I find that offensive.
They do, but, like, you know, somebody's going to be, you know, they're going to get riled up, they're going to flip off a cop, a cop's going to be like, oh, I'm going to arrest you for that, and then they do,
if
and they
you're
get,
lucky, that's
they
all
get
you
prosecuted,
get.
And then the person takes them to court, and then they go to the court and they go, well, yeah, the Supreme Court already ruled on this, and it's totally fine for him to have flipped you off, and, you know, that kind of a thing. And so it happens again and again. The police will still arrest people for it, but it is legal to do. Apparently, a federal court has ruled that citizens are well within the law to tell a cop to F you as well. So apparently somebody has told a cop to F you. It has gone to court, and the U.S. District Court refused to throw out a civil lawsuit against an Arkansas police officer who arrested a man who yelled a curse word at the officer as he conducted a traffic stop on another citizen.
He hurts feelings.
Yeah, so the cop pulled somebody over. And then this other guy yells out, you know, F you! And so then the cop arrests that guy.
So a guy with a gun pulls another guy over and is surprised when the man he pulls over with the gun tells him to F off or says F you.
Yeah, it's amazing how simple some of this is when you break it down to its essence. That's exactly what it is. A man with a gun has detained another man, and some other guy sees this going on. He's like, hey, F you! And then he gets, you know, his panties in a bunch and decides to throw him in a cage. So
that's another symptom of the problem of government that people ask for. Protect me from this, and we'll give you these people.
Yes, indeed it is. Also, from Vice.com, world's largest vaccine maker sues trial volunteer who alleged side effects. Why is this important, and why did I bring this in for show prep today? Well, because we know, at least listeners to Free Talk Live already know, that all of these vaccines for the COVID, whether it's from Pfizer or I can't remember the other companies, there's two or three other companies.
I'm going to get mine next week.
No, you're not.
Jab right in the arm.
Are you really?
Yep, one on each side. I'm going to line all my kids up and take them with me, too.
I feel like you're being facetious.
Maybe
here.
Even the dog. Two dogs.
This is important because those vaccine manufacturers have been given immunity from prosecution by the federal government at the federal level. That means if you do go and get one of these coronaviruses that are not very well tested and also sped, I think this might be the fastest I've ever seen a vaccine come to market.
I think this just shows how stupid people are that they would allow something that has been developed so very quickly to put that into your body. You have no idea what this thing is going to do to you.
So you can't sue them if you do get the shot and you have some adverse effects.
Right.
But apparently if you partake in their trial, they can sure as heck sue you.
Yeah, you probably signed some sort of non-disclosure or no NDA. Something.
Yeah. So we could talk about that. And then also a man who couldn't be here today, Richie Rich, has submitted this. A 12-year-old DJ gets busted for hosting an underground rave in Catholic school bathroom. Boots and pants and boots and pants and boots and pants and boots and pants. That's right. So we could talk about all that, plus your calls and your thoughts here on Free Talk Live. We have a couple calls holding. We'll get to you momentarily. Of course, our toll-free number is 855-450-3733 or 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. So I just want to circle back to the Americans are revolting.
So we hear.
Because before I even get into this article, the title of today's show, Americans Are Revolting, is sort of a dichotomy. It's two different meanings, right? So, yes, I do mean Americans are revolting in the way that this article lays it out, that Americans are in full revolt against pandemic lockdowns. I don't know if they're in full revolt against the pandemic lockdowns.
Nope.
I know I find them to be an affront to our freedom. But I also think that Americans are revolting if they're not in full revolt against these pandemic lockdowns. I find their wussiness, their sheepishness to be revolting in many ways, shapes, and forms. So 855-450-3733 is our toll-free number. We've got all of that plus your calls. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. Go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information, neatly organized for your needs. If you're a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com where you can get the latest headlines. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website, all put together by the best minds in the business to teach you about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com. Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to the program, everyone. It is Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio talk show where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about anything you'd like. You can talk about stuff we're talking about. You can talk about stuff we've talked about in the past. It's all up to you. Our toll-free number, 855-450-3733 or 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Mushmouth Mike.
And if you aren't familiar with Mushmouth Mike, get ready, because he's a treat. I'm glad he's here tonight.
Oh.
So we have a lot of things to talk about, including how revolting Americans are, or how are Americans revolting. But first, let's go to some of your calls and thoughts. Let's start with Dominic in Kentucky. Dominic, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Captain. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Dominic.
Have you had experience before with being kicked or refused service at a supermarket or somewhere because you weren't wearing a mask?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Sure you have. Okay. What happened exactly?
You want to go first?
What happened to you?
So I went into, it was actually, somebody was visiting here, a gentleman that's a friend of the show, and after the show we decided we were going to go out to the local bar for a beer. And he and I went to the bar. We walked in. There was some sort of bouncer-ish type person wearing a mask. We walked directly into the bar. There was nobody at the door or anything, but we walked into the bar. We were kind of standing in the middle of the place. I took a look around. Everybody was sat down, and nobody was wearing a mask. We were the only ones standing, but we were without a mask. And this bouncer-type dude wearing a mask came up to us and was like, "Hey, do you guys have a mask?" I'm like, "No, we're just here to sit down and have a beer. I see there's an open table over there. We're just headed that way." And he goes, "Well, you have to wear a mask to be in here." And I said, "Are you kidding me?" And he said, "No, I'm not kidding you." And I'm like, I took a look around at everybody, and I'm like, you know, everybody else here isn't wearing one. Well, they're sitting down. And, you know, me and the other gentleman, we were like, okay, let's just get out of here before, you know, we cause too big of a scene. It was a pretty busy night. It was like a Saturday night or something like that. So, you know, they were busy. I had never seen this person at this particular bar before. So I think that maybe they hired him to be the COVID bouncer or the mask bouncer. We ended up leaving, and I have not been back to that particular place. I have boycotted them with my dollars.
Good.
So I've been listening to you guys for about 2 months now, and earlier this year I was religious about following the COVID rules, and now I'm just disobeying.
What
I
changed?
Had my first experience on Saturday night with being asked to leave or refuse service, and it was at the Kroger liquor store here in Kentucky, and I just said, he showed me a box of masks, and he was like, "Oh, can you put this on?" I go, "No, thanks." And he goes, "Oh, well, I've been told to refuse service to anyone because we can be shut down if we give you a mask or if you don't wear a mask." I said, "Okay, well, I have an exemption." I mentioned that twice, and he told me to have a good night. So I said, "Okay, no problem. I'll take my business elsewhere." Didn't throw a fit, but I think from an activist point of view, I think I did a good job at keeping my cool.
So
and
I'm curious.
To another local place, and they let me not wear a mask. So.
Excellent,
nice.
They probably are going to do much more with your money than the other places. At least good.
Yeah, Kroger's doing well right now. So
I'm curious, Dominic. You said that you were pretty religious about following, you know, the mask mandates and the lockdown stuff, and then now you're not. What changed? What changed your mind? How come you're not doing it now? Like, you know, what did you see? Do you remember a time when you're like, "You know what, I'm not doing this anymore"? What was that point?
Well, I've called in before. I don't know if you remember me. I was living in the UK earlier this year.
Mm-hmm.
And in April, just like my own mental health started to get really affected by it.
Yeah.
So I was talking to my parents, and I said, "You know, your mental health is really important. If you need to see a friend, you need to see a friend." And then I noticed other people weren't obeying. Fast forward to after the election, the moment Joe Biden said, "It's your patriotic duty to wear a mask," I thought, "Well, I'm not patriotic, so screw that. I'm not wearing a mask."
He just wants to say, it's better for him to wear one. That way he's less identifiable as he's groping little children.
Yeah. Indeed. All right. Well, thank you for the call tonight, Dominic. We do appreciate it. I'm glad that you've sort of come around to the non-masky ways, because I think, in my opinion, the fact that human beings are being looked down upon for just breathing normally, otherwise healthy human beings walking around breathing normal air, somehow is now a crime.
Illegal.
And illegal? Like, that to me is just a horrible, horrible place to be at this point in space and time. So
I'm not there.
Let's continue on. Let's go to Billy in Tennessee. Billy, you are on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Billy.
Howdy.
This is going to sound like a really strange call, but I want to share my experience.
Oh, let's hear it.
With the coronavirus, and I'm not making any of this up. I would have no reason to.
Well, it's a good story.
From it. Back in, I guess it was February, I found a underground chat room, actually by mistake, and it was a group of domestic terrorists, and they were talking about how they were uniting to spread. They didn't actually say coronavirus. They called it the powder. And at that time, they were uniting to go to Mardi Gras, spring break. They were going to local DMVs. They were sending the powder through the mail to Republican politicians or people who surround, like maybe their neighbor or people that are in contact with the politicians.
Okay, for what goal?
Specifically targeting certain areas of the country or certain people. Actually, Tom Selleck was one of the people that they were trying to target. Thankfully, they weren't able to get him.
Magnum P.I., yeah.
Yeah. They didn't like his commercials.
So then what?
Well, I reported it to the authorities, the Bureau. And then I personally started being under attack.
Okay.
And then this is where it gets really crazy. I had a fake FedEx van pull up to my mailbox and drop off it wasn't a package, it was a coupon. And thankfully I happened to be outside, and I know that FedEx cannot drop off something in your mailbox, so that was strange.
Yeah.
I walked outside to the street when they came back by, and when he saw me, he punched the accelerator and was gone immediately.
Hey, Billy, hold that thought. Can you stay over? We gotta take a little breather here. So hold on the line. We'll get back to you in just a minute. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. We've got more coming up.
Freedom! Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom at a discount. Go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
U.S. USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. A deal on a $900 billion COVID-19 economic relief package is in sight after an 11th-hour agreement Saturday, clearing the way for Congress to vote at any time now. The bill includes a fresh round of bailouts for businesses, schools, health care providers, and renters facing eviction, along with a $300 weekly increase in unemployment benefits and stimulus payments of $600. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell urged his colleagues to seal the deal.
The American people cannot feed their families or pay their bills with Congress good faith discussions. They need us to act. We need to conclude our talks, draft legislation, and land this plane.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is optimistic that final approval is near.
I believe there is good faith from all four corners of congressional leadership to finalize an agreement very soon.
USA Radio News. A fire at a foreclosed home in Queens, New York, killed a mother and her kids and injured several other people, including two firefighters on Saturday. One firefighter fell through the floor, but luckily was not seriously injured.
This is a terrible tragedy, not just for this community, but for our city. And at this time of year, when these things strike, it just tears your heart out.
WABC reports the city has been investigating the home for 2 years after receiving complaints of possible squatters and illegal dwellings. Officials said the home had a history of code violations and 8 people were living there. Afghanistan's capital of Kabul was rocked with an explosion on Sunday morning from a car bomb that killed at least 9 people and wounded 20 others, including a member of parliament, according to the Afghan Interior Ministry. The death toll could be higher as crews combed through the rubble. ISIS has claimed responsibility for Saturday's rocket attack at a U.S. base in Afghanistan and in attacks in the capital over the past few months. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. It is Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733 or 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. We'll get back to your calls and thoughts in just a moment. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, and joining me, it's...
Bushmath Mike.
And I wanted to tell you about Bitcoin.com, because Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you will find a cornucopia of information neatly organized by your needs. There is no longer an excuse for ignorance of this important, world-changing information. If you are a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com, where you can get the latest headlines and all of the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website. Visit bitcoin.com.
And get your bitcoins. Bitcoin.
Yes. Check out of the statist currency, and, you know, as much as you possibly can. So in the previous segment, we were talking to Billy from Tennessee. He was telling us a story that of him where he had discovered a chat room of domestic terrorists. He had, I believe, turned them into the Bureau, and then he started having mysterious things happen to him, including a FedEx truck pull up and deliver him a thing. Billy, continue your story, please.
Okay, so I was, I waited a couple of days to check the mailbox, and I did not touch the coupon. All I did was open the mailbox, transfer it straight into a trash bag. Immediately, I threw up, soiled my pants, and got so dizzy that I just about passed out and was sick for 2 or 3 days.
Jeez.
And then this is going to sound crazy, I know, but this is true. A stealth helicopter was directly above my house. Within a couple of weeks later, a series of drones hovering.
How'd you know it was a stealth helicopter?
Man, it was like a freaking out of this world. It was 30 yards above the house. You couldn't hear it. It was dark gray, like gunmetal gray.
You couldn't hear it, but you could see it. Did it have any identifiable markings?
Nope. No.
Okay, then what happened?
My car got broken into. Nothing was taken out, but I looked down and there was this bright, shiny half dollar. I haven't seen a half dollar in 10 years. I didn't touch it. I still have it. And I wound up just fumigating the whole car and getting it out of there. I'm sure it had the powder on it. It's what they're using to make people sick. I mean, it's something like anthrax.
So you believe that...
In this chat room, all of these people were taking the hydroxychloroquine and zinc. They were stockpiling it and taking it themselves. I want to make that clear to people.
Okay. So you believe that whoever is responsible for the coronavirus is spreading it in some sort of a powder form?
That's exactly what they call it. The powder.
Okay, so you found yourself having these, odd experiences, a helicopter above your house, strange packages being delivered. You got sick yourself. What happened after that? Did you move? Are you still in the same place? Are you still under attack? What's going on now?
I destroyed my phone. I've been on a burner phone. Do not check the mail. I'm always on alert. I thought about moving. I haven't. After I destroyed my phone and just stopped going into that chat room, things have calmed down. But there was a drone within the last month.
He could get a van.
But no further attacks.
That'd be a harder target to hit. They'd never know where you were.
Well, we do appreciate you sharing your story today, Billy. I wish you the best of luck. If you have any updates on that, feel free to, call us back on another episode of Free Talk Live. Moving right along, let's go to Boyd in Missouri. Boyd, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
I was wondering how you feel about the... I don't know if you've heard about it, but the Polymer 80, they got shut down.
So I heard that they got raided in some way, shape, or form, and that the feds are apparently alleging that they were selling firearms, even though, to my knowledge, what they were doing is selling parts for build your own firearms kits. Is that your understanding?
Yes. I was wondering how you feel about, like, how the ATF, they'll say one thing and they'll say that things are completely fine and legal, and then seemingly overnight they change their minds about.
They have the guns.
All of a sudden.
That's why they can do that. They have the guns. They make up the rules as they go along.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I'm 48 years old now, and I keep seeing this happen over and over and over again, where, for whatever reason, whatever thing that was legal before is not legal now, and overnight, the government creates criminals out of otherwise peaceful human beings. How do I feel about it? I feel that it is BS. I feel that it is a horrible thing to do to people. I feel that it is a bunch of control freaks trying to manipulate people because they can't, because they have the power. They're power hungry. They want to control other peoples. They want to bend them to their will. And they do have all the guns, unfortunately. I know that the American citizenry is filled with guns, but the military, the police, those types of organizations, they have far more guns than the rest of us. How about that?
My running theory is that they have a dartboard full of stuff that they throw darts at, and they throw that, and that's how they decide what to get rid of.
Especially the ones that are liberty-leaning.
Yeah.
I also think that perhaps because they were unable to shut down things like the Ghost Gunner 3D printed firearms plans, right, that you can get on the internet, they were unable to do anything about that because it's just information. It's not actual firearms, that they needed a new target. And so they were like, well, who's sort of, on the cusp, if you will, riding that fine line between legal and illegal? Who can we target? And they just happened to target the polymer guys. And it is a sad, sad story. Here's an otherwise legitimate company doing business voluntarily with people. They weren't breaking any laws in any way, shape, or form, to my knowledge. And all of a sudden, they find themselves raided. We see it again and again, and it sucks, dude.
All right, well, that's all I wanted to ask about.
I appreciate the call, Boyd. Have a good night. Let's move right along. Let's go to Todd in Michigan. Todd, you are on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, kind of fits into the last two callers. I mean, a year ago, I never would have been a conspiracy theorist. So it's pretty level-headed. I hear something, do a little research, develop my own opinion, which I think illegal now. But I've been in food service my entire life, and I recently had to move. I had to take care of my daughters, and the area was at collapse. Now I'm in Michigan, and we all know how every restaurant is struggling.
Right.
Unless it belongs to a corporation. And it's like being a delivery driver, I try and set myself between businesses that are normally busy, and then I get a lot of time to just sit around and wait. And I'll get, like, a delivery to, let's just say, Taco Bell. I get there, that order's coming up just as I show up.
Hey, Todd, can you hold on for just a minute, Todd? We'll bring you right back. 855-450-3733 is our number if you'd like to join us. We've got more Free Talk Live and more of Todd's call coming up.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733 or 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. In the studio tonight, it's
Bushmouth Mike.
And I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. You've heard us talk about Divvy here on Free Talk Live, and maybe you have wanted to set up one of their easy-to-deploy masternodes or stake Divvy so that you can begin earning Divvy right now. Well, Ian says setting up a Divvy masternode was super easy and staking was even easier. We're not investment advisors here on Free Talk Live, but we do think that you will be impressed with your earning potential with Divvy as compared to traditional investment vehicles. Go to DivvyProject.org and get started. You can buy Divvy at several exchanges or directly from the Divvy team. If you need help, there's a link to their Telegram channel right on the front page at DivvyProject.org. That's D-I-V-I Project.org. All right, let's go back to Todd in Michigan. Todd, you were beginning to talk about the food service industry and how it, you know, this whole the lockdowns and the coronavirus stuff is affecting that. Can you, recap and continue?
Yeah, well, if you run a restaurant these days and you don't do delivery, you're out of business. It's just the reality of the situation.
Right.
But as I said, these food delivery companies, which are all blue-leaning, I know I've been involved with them, and you get all these messages about how much money they donated to BLM or whatever like that, which I don't care. I'm going to work.
For our listeners who don't know, you're saying Democrat-leaning when you say blue-leaning, right?
Yes.
Okay.
But it's like I said, I do a delivery to a corporate restaurant. Everything's nice and smooth. And then I'll go to some mom-and-pop diner, which might be a block away from where I've been parked. And you're like, we've been waiting for a driver for 45 minutes.
Wow.
It's like these delivery companies are kind of aiding in putting the mom-and-pops out of operation.
Oh, you think they're prioritizing the larger food service establishments over the mom-and-pops?
Oh, there's no doubt about that.
Of course they are.
And the other thing is when you look at our Democrat budgets, or Democrat-written budgets, they have huge subsidies to keep farmers from growing things.
Okay.
The Democrats have taken control of our food supply. They're like, if you want to eat, you got to stay home now. And that's kind of scary because I also do work with food banks, and they're struggling because if people aren't working, they're not donating to food banks.
Yeah, I did read an article recently. I think a food bank in Florida got some press because they've run out. The food bank in Florida had run out of food to give away to people.
Oh, yes. I'm one who donated an immense fortune to Iowa food banks.
Mm-hmm.
And now me and my daughters, we're sitting up here as refugees in Michigan, and there ain't nothing for us. I think there's 3 food banks in the whole city, and nobody's buying food. They're all living off food stamps and food boxes, and those things are running out.
How's the local
party which has complete control over our food supply?
How does the local farming situation look? Can you buy some stuff local?
Locally, about the only thing that's grown here is potatoes.
That's a start.
More manufacturing around here. When I lived in Iowa, though, they grew just about everything. And it's like major supplier of pork to China and all this, and we get all these food awards there. But it's like I'm watching food get more expensive and harder to get at the same time.
And part of the reason it's getting more expensive, of course, is because the Federal Reserve continues to print money. They just announced recently that they're going to do QE infinity. They have some new name for it. It's not quantitative easing anymore. It's quantitative something, or they've got some new word. I don't remember off the top of my head what
it is.
That
money from Scrooge McDuck's bank?
Mo money.
Yeah, all they're going to do is just continue to print more money because there's nothing they can do to stop the devaluation of the dollar. We're seeing inflation.
I know nobody's paying taxes.
Well, we're seeing an increase in the number of dollars put into the system, and that, of course, makes every dollar that you and everybody listening has in their bank or in their wallet worth even less almost on a daily basis. So this is a function of the way the government operates. They have a monopoly over the state-based currency. The only currency that you can get away from the state, of course, is cryptocurrency because it didn't ask permission. If government had their way, government would shut down cryptocurrency tomorrow, but they can't because, well, it didn't ask for permission, and it exists in defiance of their permission. So,
yeah, I listen to your commercials on that. Like I say, I have a lot of time to sit here and listen to things.
Indeed.
But my fear is we've lost control of our food supply. And without food, they got us. Doesn't matter how many guns you've got if there's nothing to eat. And it's like, this is why I'm doing a job I don't like. I have to feed my daughters. Nobody's going to jump in and help us.
Right.
And I'm really starting to struggle. I deliver food. I mean, there was some nice-looking food on my other car seat here, and I can't eat that. It ain't mine.
Right. Well, thanks for the call today, Ty. We do appreciate it. I do sympathize. I wish you the best of luck, and thank you for taking responsibility for yourself and for feeding your family, unlike some people who can only go, why am I not being helped, right? You have ability, you have skill, and you've put that to use for yourself, and more people should do the same, in my opinion.
Good luck.
Indeed. Let's circle back to this
article
from Reason. What did you miss?
Yeah. Todd's helping himself, or are you talking to me directly?
I was talking to Todd.
Okay.
Yeah. Because he said, hey, I'm doing what I have to do to, put food in my daughter's belly, take care of his family, that kind of a thing. And it's not everybody who will do that. Some folks, they go on the dole, or they're on the welfare, or, that kind of a thing. They exist only on the food stamps and that kind of stuff, or they run some sort of game to keep them on the food stamps.
Well, what I heard him say is there doesn't appear to be any local farms out there, you know, like just potatoes.
Yeah,
tell them to migrate over to New Hampshire. There's plenty of local farms here.
That is true.
Yeah, it definitely happens. So move somewhere where you can eat. Now, don't wait for those food stamps and things like that or food banks. Those are all government subsidized, which are going to fail, and the things they do offer you, they're only going to be cheap, nasty foods that are not going to help you help physically.
Yeah, I am old enough to have had government cheese. This was a large block. I believe it came in like a 5-pound block.
Cheese.
It kind of resembled Velveeta, except it was not nearly as good. Now, if you think Velveeta is horrible, that's fine. I'm telling you that the government cheese was at least 3 steps down from Velveeta. I also remember having powdered milk. So it was the same, like a box would show up. I was very poor at times.
That sounds great.
A box of powdered milk. You added water to it, so it was, you know, I discovered later in life that if you had powdered milk around, it actually makes pretty good non-dairy creamer in your coffee. But that's about the only thing it's good for. Like, I used to have to pour that on my cereal. You know, like, it's just water with some white powder in it that's flavorless. And you pour that on your cereal, it's like, might as well just eat the cereal dry at that point. But I can assure you that government-provided food sucks. That's really my point.
It's not going to be good for you. Not long-term. It's not in their best interest to keep you healthy.
No, it is not. All right, so Americans are in full revolt against pandemic lockdowns. This from Reason.com. Individually and in organized groups, people are pushing back against lockdown orders. Echoing New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio warned city residents this week to prepare for a, quote, full shutdown, unquote, as part of ongoing efforts to slow the spread of COVID-19. The two elected officials better not hold their breath waiting for compliance. Evidence from around the country shows that many Americans are thoroughly sick of impoverishing, socially isolating lockdown orders, and are revolting against the often hypocritical politicians who issue them. To which I say, woo-hoo, about freaking time.
Yeah, it's a good start. They still have their mask on in the picture, though. So I don't know how much they're planning on revolting. And they're outside.
Perhaps their faces are revolting.
I can't. I rode through New York City one time on a bus, and that was enough for me.
Yeah,
why anybody would want? There were so many cops of like 200 blocks. There had to be cops or like entire gangs of cops on like every other corner, every other block. Anybody would want to live there? No, just flee that thing.
The governor said in a New York Times interview over the weekend that we should prepare for the possibility of a full shutdown. I agree with that, Mayor de Blasio told interviewers on December 14th. We need to recognize that that may be coming, and we've got to get ready for that now because we cannot let this virus keep growing.
I doubt he's inconvenienced by it. Less people on the street for his limousine to make it through.
855-450-3733. Will you be revolting against the mayoral and governor lockdowns? More Free Talk Live coming up.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.